Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
657 AM. I am Paul Mugo, my family, and you and I together until 6 PM this Friday evening. Right now, time for us to connect with my guest. I'm so excited to be chatting to her. Her name is Tsidi Monkwe. She's a mother. She's also an author. And this afternoon, she'll be sharing with us her journey, her testimony of prison love. She also wrote a book about this experience, and we look forward to learning from her, hearing from her, and also what God has been doing in her life personally as well. Tsidi, welcome to Spectrum, and how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm good, and you, Osimbo?
Thank you so much for having me. All is well, my sister. We've been, we've been preparing for this day for quite some time, and I'm so happy that it's finally happening.
So am I.
Yeah. So, Tsidi, let's not waste time and get into it. Please take us through your love prison journey, or how did you find love in prison? Let me start there.
Oh, okay. I'm originally from Fort Lauderdale.
Okay.
So a few years ago, I was planning to relocate from Fort Lauderdale because I was running away from my ex-husband, whom I was still married to at the time.
Okay.
He was very abusive emotionally, financially, and eventually physically. So he was making death threats. So I ended up in Centurion, hence I wanted to...
Tsidi, you are cutting? Okay, now we have you, but your line keeps cutting, but you can continue. Hello, Tsidi, can you hear me? Let's try to call her again, family. But as we are, okay, Vusi is trying to call her again. My name is Tsidi Monkwe, a mom and an author of the book titled Prison Love. She'll be sharing her experience of how she found love in prison, how things unfolded, you know, her entire journey of just how she has seen God working in her life. And also, some of the things that she will probably share with us this afternoon will be helpful to many of us. Life-changing situations, someone speaking from experience, what she has seen and how she has seen God working in her life. Mavusana, you managed to get her? Tsidi?
Hello, Osimbo.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Okay. We're experiencing load shedding.
Right? Oh, okay.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, but I'll try to speak slower because maybe when I'm a bit fast, it also affects how you guys receive me.
So you were still telling me, how did you get to find love in prison?
Yes, I was running away from my ex-husband. Mm-hmm. We were still married at the time, but I left him on the night he physically abused me. So I found a job in Centurion. So one of the ladies that I worked with, whenever she was not at her desk, I would answer her calls from my desk because we worked in an open-plan office.
Okay.
So one day I answer her phone, and the man on the other side of the line introduces himself as my colleague's brother, you know? And he could pick up that I didn't speak the language spoken in Pretoria. Mm-hmm. And therefore it made him curious to know who I was, where I was from. So I explained that I was from Phosphorus, planning to relocate to Pretoria. He then offered to help me find a place to stay.
Yeah.
And you know what? I was happy and relieved that at least I had someone who's going to help me because I didn't know where to start. And this good Samaritan who's offering to assist, you know. So he then said to me, you know what? Going forward, I will call you directly on your line instead of going via my sister's phone. And Yes, and then he started phoning me every single morning, you know, and I was very broken, I was wounded. And now this guy, I don't even know who he is, he phones me every day, he's become my breath of fresh air, you know, because he cares, he seems to care about me, he wants to know how I slept, what I ate, how my daughter is doing, you know, and he's very intelligent, he's polite, he's calm, his personality is completely completely different from what I experienced with my ex-husband.
Yeah.
But now, at this point, we're not talking about luck. He's just a good friend,
yeah.
a person who's helping me find a place to stay, and I enjoy our 5 minutes, 10 minutes conversations every day, you know? So now, 8 weeks later, because now I'm curious now to know what he looks like, because I haven't even seen his pictures. I'm speaking to this person on a daily basis.
Yeah.
I don't even know what he does for a living. I don't even know what he looks like.
Mm.
So 8 weeks later, I asked him, okay, so my brother, when are you going to come and visit us? Because I'd really like to meet this person, this wonderful person whom I've been speaking to, you know. He had this laughter that could cure any type of mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
And the minute I said that, he took a deep breath.
Hmm.
And he said, I won't be able to come. And I said, why? He said, because I'm in prison.
Sure. Hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And then I said, yo, okay, in that case, I'll come and visit you,
hmm.
you know.
Oh,
and,
nice.
Yeah, and I don't know why I said that, because I had never been to a prison. At the time, I didn't know anyone who had been incarcerated.
Hmm.
You know, but I found myself saying that, and he said, "Yo, so you're not gonna judge me." I said, "No, there's no way I can judge you. Why should I judge you? Why should your location change
how I feel?
Yes, because you are still the same person that I've been speaking to for the past 8 weeks. So why should your location change all that? So I will come and see you." So I had been very suspicious, because whenever his sister would miss his call, she would be very frustrated, and I'd wonder why, because she could, you know, return the call. And one day, I phoned that number the whole day, and it gave an engaged tone, but I never thought she would be in prison, you know?
Sure.
But, yeah. So he arranged for me to come and visit him. Fortunately, that weekend, on the Sunday, the sister was coming to see him in prison.
Hmm. Sure. So that's how you found love in prison.
That is how I found love in prison. So I went to the prison on that Sunday morning.
Sure. Mm. So because of time, let's try and rush it. So after him, you and him are now sort of an item. You are in love. He's in prison. You are outside.
Mm.
What happens when he comes out of prison?
All right. When he comes out of prison, so I waited for him for 4 years,
sure.
right, when he was in prison.
Sure.
Yes, and we even got engaged
sure.
during the time he was in prison.
Mm.
He was very loving, very, very, very considerate, and very consistent.
Mm.
So now when he comes out, I'm expecting a continuation of the life he lived during the 4 years he was in prison.
Mm.
But he comes out, he is a complete
different person. Sure.
Yes, he's a completely different person. You know, he is now consistent in hurting me. You know, the man who was consistent in loving me when he was in prison comes back and becomes consistent in hurting me.
Mm.
You know, I always say that he made sure that I received both his sides, his bad and good sides, in abundance, because
sure.
he made sure that he, you know, it almost felt as if he had a score to settle.
Yeah, I get you.
Yeah.
Sure.
Mm.
Mm. And what are some of the things you experienced at his hands? Was he physically abusing you? What did he steal from you? What really happened?
No. He was never physically abusive to
okay.
me.
Mm-hmm.
No, he was just verbally and emotionally abusive. And he was under pressure. You know, he came back and became so under pressure because he felt like, you know, his peers were far, were ahead, you know, in terms of financial stability and the achievements and everything. And he felt like he needed to catch up. So that pressure, I think, contributed to how he treated me, because now I've now turned into this person who wants to make him a prisoner all over again, because now he wants his freedom, and I'm telling him to slow down, you know, because those people were there for 8.5 years when he was in prison. The things that they achieved, they didn't achieve them overnight. They worked hard. It took time for them to achieve those things. So now I am now becoming this person who is turning into a mother, who's turning into a prison official. And then he started chasing other women. He started going after women he was with prior to his incarceration, and ended up abusing me verbally and emotionally.
Sure. And then, did that mean then, you know, the love ended? Was that the end of your relationship with him?
Eventually the relationship ended after going back and forth with him. I'm not sure if love does end. Yeah, but we learn, what's important is to learn to love people from a distance, you know, because what we often do, just because you love someone, you think you need to be with them, and then it shouldn't be that way. You can love, we can learn to love someone from a distance. If a relationship is toxic, you walk out, you walk away, because what happened is I tried to preserve the relationship. I tried to turn it into, you know, I treated it like milk. I tried to turn it into sour milk, and I just kept consuming it until my body started rejecting it. And then that was my spirit. God was rejecting the relationship. But now I didn't want to let go, because I was like, no, we've been together for four years. Yes, and now I am pregnant with your child, and you want to leave me. You want to be with other women. You I am not letting go. I was also walking around with shame, because people who told me that you would behave that way, you know, were watching me.
I told you so.
I told you so. Sure. So, but you know, fortunately, when you don't take yourself out of a situation, God will drag you out.
Amen.
And when God drags you out, you will feel the pain, you know. But God loves us that much. He takes us out of situations that we created, situations that we put ourselves in. That is God's love.
And that was my last question, actually, for you this afternoon. I was CD Mokwe to say, how did you experience God's love in all of this? You know, are you restored? Have you forgiven him? Are you healed? Did you seek counseling? What's happening in your life right now?
You know what, my sister, the very first step was forgiveness. And there was no way I would forgive him without forgiving myself.
Amen.
I had to forgive myself. I had to forgive myself for going into a relationship when I was broken. Right, I had to forgive myself for expecting a man instead of God to fill my cup, when God should be the one filling my cup.
Right?
Then after I had forgiven myself, I had to forgive him. Because now what we don't understand is that forgiveness is not about the other person. Forgiveness is about you. When you forgive, you free yourself. Right? But now forgiveness doesn't mean reconciliation. Forgiveness means that, you know what, I acknowledge that you've done me wrong. I acknowledge the pain that you've caused me, but I don't want to continue the relationship with you, but I have forgiven you. We have a child together. This is where I draw the line. We can co-parent, and that's it. And it only happens when you have the relationship with God. You will never be able to forgive another human being unless you've restored your relationship with God. So I had to fix my relationship with God first. I had to fix my spirit and my soul, because our spirit is what connects us to God, and our soul is what connects us to other human beings. So if those two things are not right, you will never be right. We tend to focus on the non-physical, on the physical part of us, and we neglect the non-physical, which is the spirit and the soul. So I focused on that, hence I have healed.
So, and now, TD, you've also wrote a book about your experience of finding love in prison. How is the book doing so far?
The book is titled Prison Love, and it's doing very well, because the story is very unique. You know, prison relationships are misunderstood by society, and then here I come, I've written this book, and people want to know what it's about. And also, not only for those women who are in relationships with men who have been incarcerated, but now most women who relate to my story are women who have found themselves trapped in toxic relationships, because we, even though we've never experienced prison love, but most of us find ourselves being prisoners of love. We find ourselves being chained by expectations, by the fact that you are married to a person, you have a history, you are relying on him financially, emotionally, and all those other things. Hence, the rate of gender violence goes up every day. We stay where we are not wanted.
Sure.
So this is why most women relate to the story. And even men have been giving me good reviews, because most men will say, "Hey, Sidi, I see myself in your ex prison, your ex fiance who was a prisoner." Another one will say, "Hey, I see myself in your ex husband." So it comes with many life lessons for both men and women. So if you have a man who wants to know how to treat a woman better, this book is for you. If you want to, you have a woman who wants to know how to leave a toxic relationship, this book is for you. If you are in a relationship with someone who's incarcerated, the book is for you. If you are a single person who's hungry for life lessons, this book is for you.
Awesome. So now, how can their listeners get hold of you if they need to get hold of the book or just to speak to you? Maybe they need to invite you to come, you know, speak or whatever. How do we get hold of you? Are you visible on social media? Do you have a number we can get you on?
Okay, my WhatsApp number or contact number is
066-172-672-67-15. Okay.
Yes. And on social media, or should I repeat the number?
No, no, I have the numbers. I'll repeat for the listeners. It's 066-172-6715.
Yes. And on social media, on Facebook and LinkedIn, I am Sidi Mongwe.
Okay.
On Instagram, I am Sidi_Mongwe.
Okay.
On Twitter, my handle is @charismatictm.
Okay. Sidi_Mongwe on Instagram.
Yes,
okay. Ma'am. All right. Thank you so much, OCD, for making time to speak to us this afternoon. So, family, if you need to keep in touch with her, Sidi Mongwe, you can WhatsApp her or call her 066-172-6715 or on Facebook, Sidi Mongwe, Instagram, Sidi_Mongwe. And you said on Instagram is? On Twitter, rather. Oh, I think we've lost her.
@charismatictm.
Okay. @charismatictm, ne?
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much, my sister. Have yourself.
It's a pleasure, my sister. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. All right.
Bye.
That was Sidi Mongwe, my family. Do WhatsApp her. Do call her 066-172-6715 on Facebook, Sidi Mongwe. Mongwe is MONKOE, the author of Prison Love, and on Instagram is Sidi_Mongwe. Still tuned to Spectrum with me, Mpho Moko. We have news coming up at 5 o'clock. Look forward to it.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
You can now buy your favorite programs and series of the past 38 years on eCompanion, Radio Pulpit's own online shop. Revisit programs by beloved presenters like Justice Chungu, Cecile Burger, Esti Geldenhuys, and Pastor Aaron Jelle. Books and CDs from various authors and artists, as well as Radio Pulpit t-shirts, caps, and other branded products will also be available on eCompanion, your one-stop soul food shop. Visit radiopulpit.co.za and click on shop. T's and C's apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.